Hey, baby, what up, though? What's good with y'all? It's your boy, Dame Romaine. Welcome to the podcast, Dark Skin and Handsome, the podcast about any and everything. Y'all already know why, because I just be talking because I got lifts, and I'm back talking because I got lifts. And welcome to the new year, motherfuckers and shit. We made it. We finally made it out that long-ass 2020, the year of everything. And we're here in 2021. It's my 21 is my number too, so y'all, we about to get into it. But yeah, on this episode, we gonna get into it. Don't even trip, y'all. We just gonna get into it. Y'all already know how to collect my coin, pay these bills, and do all that other extra stuff. So don't even trip. Man, 2020 was so motherfucking long. It's crazy. 2020, I don't know. Unpopular opinion, 2020 wasn't that bad for me. I can say 2020 was actually a good year for me. The only thing I didn't do in 2020 was use my passport. Other than that, I made money. I mean, probably made more money than last year. Shit, what did I do last year? 2020, and I fucked it up, boy. I fucked it up. But 2020 did start off, I mean, for the first 2 weeks, it started off kind of normal or good, I guess, and shit. But then a whole bunch of other stuff started happening. Like, January was a wild year because it's like a wild month because it's like they had the wildfires in January, then Kobe passed away. That's how you know the year was gonna be fucked up, when Kobe passed away. Kobe passing away was so unbelievable, but it's like nobody still believe it. Still to the day, like, damn, Kobe died. Then the way he died too, and then it's like, it don't make sense. Just like a basketball fan, it's like, it really don't make sense. Because the day before, Bron just passed him up. So then it's like, man, we lost a legend right there. Shit, we lost a legend. R.I.P. Kobe, his daughter, and all the other people that was on the plane. But shit, really R.I.P. everybody that we lost this year, because we lost the Black Mamba, then we lost the Black Panther. And we lost somebody black in our community, and they're just Ruth Bird or Ruthen Bird. I'm sorry, I apologize. I messed her name up. But, excuse me. Yeah, 2020 was a year, because February, shit. I'm going to just go through the month, y'all. February, shit. Trump got acquitted. He got acquitted of his impeachment. It's like, I forgot that was this year, low key. I thought it was last year or the year before that. Boy was in court. Bunch of kids and a bunch of baby mamas and shit. Boy a thug, whole thug out here. Now they got his dumb ass on recording tapes and threatening Georgia voters and shit. Still trying to overturn the election and shit. Like, come on, bro. That shit dead. But shit, what did I do in February? Now I'm thinking about it. It snowed in Georgia. So I experienced snow in Georgia like the first year I was down here. I went to a Hawks game. They lost. Then I went to MLK house. But I went to a Atlanta Hawks game in February. In March, Rudy Gobert from the Utah Jazz, this motherfucker ended up catching COVID, shutting the whole NBA down. And at that NBA shutdown, the world shut down. Everybody, that corona shit started spreading rapidly through America after March and shit. So I was like, shit. Once Rudy Gobert shut the NBA down and shit, the world shut down after that, especially America. He's on lockdown, y'all. Shit. Breonna Taylor even happened in March. Motherfuckers out there, radical injustice and shit like that. Just out there. Tiger King, all the essential workers. I ain't even getting to all the other stuff that happened this year, because I done talked about it on other episodes and stuff, about the aliens, the killer bee, the almost the war It's like, we only in March. That's how crazy that year was and shit. I'm trying to tell you, 2020 was a long ass fucking year and shit. April, everybody on lockdown, unemployment. Everybody on unemployment. Even my working essential ass was on unemployment. How? I don't know, but I say business and shit. Government, if y'all listening to this, leave me the fuck alone. Shit, May. Everybody witnessed 8 minutes of... 8 minutes of killing. George Floyd death. That sparked worldwide protests. And still going on to this day. That's May, May and shit. I went to Jacksonville for the first time and shit. Went to the mountains, Florida, back in jet skis in Florida. I even protested the first time because after that George Floyd and Breonna Taylor stuff, and it just continuous disrespect. I'll call it disrespect because that's what it is and shit, but. Because we don't have none. So it gotta be disrespect, right? But. I went out there and protested. I felt so good just to be out there just fighting for something that I really stand for. Then the fact that it got some kind of merit or something to me because I'm in the South marching. The same street Dr. King and all them other civil rights activists and other black leaders walked on and protested on to get changes for the black people and other people or just people that needed help. And for me to be out there in 2020 doing the same thing, trying to fight for the same thing, it's a sad blessing because it's sad because we still dealing with the same shit from back then. But it's a blessing just to be even fighting or just to be even heard or just to even had a... just to be able to do it and stuff like that. Just to... yes, we did it. Then I actually marched side by side with my brothers too. Like, that is like something amazing right there. Then this is like, it was actually for a cause. I wasn't marching just because Gucci said something. Or because the lockdown was going on and I wanted to go back to work. Hell no. I was out there marching in a whole pandemic when everybody out there getting sick and dying. Just because it was bigger than that. And we still don't know about the COVID and shit because it's still kind of, it's questionable to me still. It's questionable. They got a vaccine for, I'm jumping ahead, let me get to it and shit. But shit, that was in May, all that happened in May and stuff. Then June, I'm back out there protesting and shit. Then I'm on CNN protesting and shit. But June, that same day I was out there protesting downtown Atlanta. Atlanta went crazy that night. ATL went crazy that night. I'm trying to tell you, they burnt that Wendy's down. That's when Amir Aubrey got shot. Just sleeping in his car. And they tore that Wendy's up. They was all on the freeway and everything protesting. People was back home calling me and asking me where I was at, but unbeknownst, I didn't know. I was like, but with all that protesting I've been doing, I still went out and did other stuff too. It was like, I went to like a wildlife safari in June. Like, that was kind of neat. Fed animals, wildlife animals that shouldn't really be in Georgia. In Africa, I'm feeding animals and lions and tigers and other animals from Africa and other countries and stuff like that. But they sitting in Georgia. I don't know about these animals entertaining the human people and shit. It's like, if we want that experience, we should go to the country at least to see it, get that experience right there. But I've said that multiple times. But I done paid and contribute to animals in Georgia, so I can't complain too much. But I guess I went for the experience. Or just research, I guess. I went for research, y'all. shit, July? What was July? July? What was happening in July? And mind y'all, I'm not even telling y'all everything that happened and stuff. Like, I'm skipping a lot of important other stuff that happened on these times. While everybody was getting unemployment, everybody was eating too good. I don't know. If you ate off the government during this pandemic and shit, God bless you. You the real one. You the champion and shit. Shit, July Trump, he considered banning TikTok, social media app. TikTok's still around. About some Chinese shit. Stealing data. That's not new. Actually, the people that make the America apps in here, they sell their shit to the other countries, like China and stuff like that, for research and shit like that. The NBA bubble, the NBA returned back in June or July, went in a bubble in Orlando. Everybody was mad at Ellen. I don't know why. Still don't know. Don't care. Naya Rivera, Big Sean ex fiance from Glee, she ended up dying. Drowning. Something like that. Left her son on a boat. Sad. Couldn't find her for days. Regis, he died. TV icon. Damn, I mean, for me personally, too. In July, I went to a plantation down here in Georgia. I've been to Vegas. I went to the West Coast for the first time. And it was my 1 year in Georgia. So, yeah. I done did some shit during this pandemic. I can tell you, I did not sit down. I'm not even including none of my other trips that I done took in this motherfucker too. So I was like, never had a positive test. At least I don't know about it. So I probably had COVID and just was asymptomatic and just didn't know, or I didn't have it at all. But shit, in August, Joe Biden announced Senator Kamala Harris as vice president. California got them wild ass wildfires. Cops still killing black people. The Black Panther passed away in August. Nobody knew he was even dealing with anything or had anything. But that's how that should be, though. It's like, even if you had a celebrity, you ain't got to tell everybody your business just to be like, stuff like that. And he was still working when he was even still fighting through cancer. Like, his last movie I seen, I can't think of the name of it right now, but I remember seeing one of the actors talking about how they didn't like him because they thought he was like a prima donna or some stuff because he was on the set getting extra massages and stuff like that. Excuse me. Because he was getting extra massages and other stuff like that. Like somebody who a big movie star probably would do and stuff like that, get pampered and stuff like that. But it's like, cuz ain't even know, bro was fighting. He fighting, and still showing up to work, still doing his what he had to do. So that's strength right there. For anybody that's still going through something or fighting through something, hopefully that's help you get through it or just keep pushing. Keep pushing. September, we witnessed the worst debate in history. At least I did. That first debate between Joe Biden and Trump was fucking terrible. It was funny. You got some comedian laughs out of it, but me being an adult, that shit wasn't cool. Low key, high key, mid key, all types of keys. That shit was not cool and shit. You don't want to see the leader of your country or the free world really acting like that and shit. Then it's like Trump was acting like a child. Then Biden tried his best to not engage into it, but it's like he tried his best, I guess. That was a terrible debate. The debates after that was somewhat better, but still. That's all I remember. And I don't even remember debates. I remember seeing some other presidential debates. I couldn't even tell you what they were debating about. But I can tell you this trash. And see, me personally, what did I do in September? I went hiking in Ohio. I did my first scripted sing. Terrible. I I was terrible, y'all. But this year, just wait on it. I'm not going to talk y'all ear off. Just wait on it. Shit, in October, LeBron got his fifth ring. Cardi B blessed us with them big old titties. She got them big areolas. But I see motherfuckers talking shit about him and stuff like, shit. She just had a baby, so what? You ain't got big areolas. You ain't got big titties then. Motherfuckers got big areolas, got big titties and shit. And I love them and shit. God bless them. God damn, God bless them. Then they be knowing shit. Some of them motherfuckers just be big sometimes and they go small. How? I don't know, but I love it. I know this one girl. I used to fuck with this one girl. She had big titties, so she had big areola. But it's like her areola wasn't big all the time. It was like, I don't know how or why, but they go like small or normal size, and then they'd be like, they could be big as hell some days, man. Shit. Cardi B, I love them titties, good. My wallpaper. I had one wallpaper for like 2 months, really. I'm putting my Boo Cash out back on, but. Shit. November, the election finally happened. That presidential election seemed like it took forever and stuff. The election seemed like it was all year long and shit because by the time this come out, this podcast come out, Georgia will be still voting. Like, it'd be the day of the election. June 5th. By the time this come out, and Georgia's still voting on Senate and shit. Like, damn, November was presidential election. I mailed my ballot out to Michigan in October. Or probably even before October. Y'all think I got me a ballot for the general election? Hell no, so I ain't even vote in this election. I applaud that the people that did vote because we needed that. But I couldn't vote because I'm down here in Georgia and I'm still registered in Michigan, or I was. So when I mailed my stuff out, never heard anything about it, so I never got a thing, so I never voted, stuff like that. But Georgia, they voting for like the Senate, so I voted for that because I got registered after the general election because I still had to get a Georgia ID because I'm back in the house, so finally got a Georgia ID. But the election so motherfucking long that it ran over to this year and shit. Like, Georgia's still voting. Like, hopefully after tomorrow the Democrats will take over the Senate. And hopefully they pass a little $2,000 out, rest of that $2,000 out and shit. They still coming up with a stimulus package plan and shit. I guess they got one. We only got $600 out of it. I y'all should give us half of what y'all gave us a few months ago and shit. Then expect us to live off that or do something with that. Like, I don't even know what you do with $600 for real besides pay a bill. What else are you supposed to do with $600 besides go get some food? I don't know. Too much you can do with $600. Then it's like, if you not fortunate like me, you not living by yourself, only feeding yourself and like that. You gotta worry about other mouths and other people and other responsibilities like that. So it's like, what the fuck is a $600 gonna do and shit? It's like, they cheating people. They robbing people. Like, America is a third world fucking country. Other countries out here getting blessed throughout this whole pandemic and stuff like that. Unemployment ran the fuck out before they even signed a bill to get more money. Like, y'all shut the country down, open it up in some weird type of way. Everybody not going back to work, or there's not a lot of jobs opening up because it's still corona and bullshit. So it's like, people that's on unemployment still needed that money and stuff like that. But y'all let it run out because y'all couldn't come up with an agreement and stuff like that. Really, because y'all some bitch-ass pigs and shit. And I'm talking about the Senate, Mitch McConnell, Donald Trump, and the Republicans, the Democrats, and all them other motherfuckers and shit. Fuck them hoe-ass niggas and shit. It's people out here that really need that money, that help, that assistance, and just everything. And they just playing it just like it's a Sims game or a Monopoly game. Just like, we do it whenever we feel like we fit for us and shit. They'd rather get millions and millions of dollars to other fucking countries instead of helping the country that they are in. I don't get it. I don't fucking get it. This is everybody coming to this country for a free opportunity and shit. Only thing you can really come to this country and do is get away with crime. Other than that, no. I mean, I guess it's a better living than other than some places and shit, but it's not too far off. We got Republicans and Democrats going at each other, still standing divided and stuff like that. When they need to come together as a whole, as one, and work for the people. That's what you get in politics for, to help the people. Not a fight against somebody else. Your peer, really. That's really your peer, because y'all got the same job. Y'all see each other. Y'all know each other. Y'all peers. Y'all don't go in that job just to beef with each other. Y'all go in there to help people. But for some reason, they don't get this shit. I don't get it. Like, how y'all not get that shit? I don't get it. Now, I even hear reporters on CNN talking about how the Republican and Democrat is really, the two parties really dividing America, and it really is, and it's not about one thing, it's not about us. These niggas work the same jobs, but they beefing with each other and shit. I don't get it. I like me going to work beefing with a nigga and shit, because I don't know, because his machine worked faster than my machine and shit, or he worked faster than me or some shit. Either way, this shit don't make sense, right? No, we work together, my boy. We work together. We're here for one cause and shit. But that's what happens when you greedy, really, and shit. But it ain't a lot of humanity out here and shit. A lot of people, that's a lot of me thinking out here and shit. Then the Republicans, they still out here agreeing with Trump. Trump lost the election, too, by the way, in November. We got a new president in November. We got the first black, or first person, the first female in office, VP. First person of color, VP. So it's like, we did something with that. But then Joe Biden, he knew what he was doing and shit. The only way he was going to get them votes is that he was going to vote for, have somebody black on his VP and shit. And we showed up. Motherfuckers were going to vote for somebody black or somebody for color. But then anybody would have been a better vote than Trump. Crazy thing is, Trump got more votes than he did 4 years ago. How? I can see he did. They say he changed some people's minds, especially color people, like the Mexicans and stuff like that. But I see motherfuckers talking about, oh, he did stuff for us and he gave us money and stuff like that. First of all, you was a bum before Trump. You was a bum while Trump in office. That's a lot of motherfuckers say they vote for him over the money and shit, because y'all doing bum shit. He only giving away money and shit because I don't think the government really paying attention this 4 years about how much motherfuckers is really scamming money and shit. But I ain't snitching, dry snitching, or hating, or none of that shit. So I'm going to go ahead and change that subject. But yeah, man, but I see motherfuckers like, first of all, Trump ain't talking to your tax bracket at all. Motherfucker to be like working at McDonald's, I ain't voting for him because he want to raise taxes up, my baby. My convo ain't for you. You an adult convo. But I don't know. We got him out there. It was a lot of people that showed out and stuff. The minority, they really showed out, especially the woman. You always need a woman. A woman gone. Then in December, vaccines started rolling out. I say them vaccines started rolling out in December. How? HOW. How? This mystery ass fucking virus popped up out of nowhere. We got a virus for it, and it's passed out by December? Within a year? Less than a year? How? How? this shit is not adding up. Trump even, I don't know when Trump had the corona and shit, but he got over it. Impossible. Impossible. Then they talking about the vaccine. They've been showing videos and stuff like that, people taking it. They got a video of a motherfucking doctor passing out after taking it. They got a document or a nurse or somebody documented how they still caught fucking COVID after taking the vaccine. Now they got multiple videos of doctors, nurses, and other officials fake taking the fucking vaccine and shit. Either the syringe is empty or they not doing nothing. They really showing us this shit to our face and thinking we gonna ride with this and shit and thinking we dumb or something and stuff. And they keep trying to give the black and brown people the virus vaccine first. We good on that shit, my nigga. Keep that shit for yourself. Y'all try that shit out first. Don't be trying to give us some shit then talking about, oh, y'all gonna take it after we take it. No, first of all, our DNA is different. Second of all, that ain't for us. Y'all made that shit. Y'all take that shit. Y'all know what vaccine. That's y'all made, man-made disease and shit. That's why y'all know how to so-called got the vaccine so quick and shit. And y'all think it's going to work and shit. But then it's not even, you need more than one shot. You need like 2-3 shots. Who the fuck want to keep taking 3 shots and shit? And it's like you can't get all 3 shots in one day either. That motherfucker ain't even working. Then it's not even 95%. accurate or some shit. I think it's like 90 something percent. That other percent probably won't even fucking work with you and shit. Then you out here fucked up and extra. Then they trying to make it regulated that you passport that you need a vaccine, going in the airport you need a vaccine, going concerts or some other shit, you gotta have a vaccine. That's what they trying to make it. I guess I sit the fuck in the house. Or really be in the mountains even more and shit, because I ain't taking that fucking vaccine. Fuck that passport. They can keep that bitch. That bitch just keeps sitting in the drawer then. They tripping. They really think somebody about to be out here vaccinated up. Don't know what is in that vaccine or even if it's really working. The only side effect is motherfuckers talking about they got a sore arm for a day. But y'all ain't found breast cancer, pancreatic, I don't know how to say cancer, colon cancer. Any type of cancer, y'all ain't found a cure for that yet. Some of these STDs don't even have cures. But y'all found the cure for a mystery virus within a year. China over there acting like this shit never happened. China act like it would never assist as coronavirus and shit. The UK say they got a mutated string of the virus and shit. So, it's a coronavirus .2 out here now. And they said it made a way over here to New York, or not to New York, but over here to America. Colorado, California, and it was another state. And we know how that started off last time. Cases still going up. I don't know, people. Be careful. 2020 started off good, too. Then we got our ass beat. And we got snuck. That's what happened. We got snuck. So, 2021, thinking we got rid of 2020 and shit. Be careful, y'all. We might get snuck again. That movie 2012, how shit was supposed to happen like that in real life in 2012, with the Mayans predicting all that shit. They might have got that 2-1 backwards and shit. They might have got their 291 backwards and shit. It might be 2021, not 2012. I don't know, y'all. Be careful. Be on your P's and Q's this year. For real, for real. But shit, it's 2021 and shit. We gonna do like prime time. You look good, you feel good. You feel good, you play good. You play good, you pay good. You pay good. Like shit, that's what we running with on 21 this year and shit. Look good, feel good, pay good. Twenty twenty was really a wild ass year and shit. I met some cool ass motherfuckers in 2020 too. I ain't gonna lie, but I did some good shit too. Yeah, 2020. 2020 was a year and shit. Like, you can really tell your grandkids that you don't experience everything in 2020. To almost World War III, killer bees, aliens. Legends passing, corona, a pandemic, lockdown, being an essential worker, having to wear a mask everywhere, nothing being open, nothing being the same no more, kids being homeschooled, or even being a teacher now. Like, 2020 made people a teacher. Sports got canceled. Sports got shortened. Nothing is the same anymore. And nothing will ever be the same again. 2020, the stepping stone of how the new beginning will begin. Whether you getting the vaccine or not, just pay attention and be careful. The government prediction with the vaccine, they wanted everybody to be vaccinated. Or, they're really not even passing out the vaccine like they supposed to. And to have as many American possible vaccinated before, I guess, another thing happened or another virus or about to fall in time, they way behind. But shit, some of the 2021 resolutions. And I got seven of them for y'all. Count your blessings first. Whatever you did, that's number one. But number two, whatever you did last year, do it better. Number three, go step by step one day at a time. That's the only thing you really can do. Take it one day at a time. Do you, baby? Do you. Four, create and make your own opportunities. That's every year and every day. You gotta make your own. Ain't nobody gonna give it to you. I've been making my own, been trying to make my own. So I'm gonna continue to keep doing that, making my opportunities and stuff like that. Number five, believe in your abilities at all times. That's something I need to do more and more because I got the ability to do any and everything. And I'm going to do it. Trust and believe. Number six. Quitting is not an option. Keep going. Pick the chin up and keep it moving. Gotta keep it moving. I'm trying to tell you because ain't nobody gonna give you shit. You can't quit. Number seven. Finish what you started. Always finish what you fucking started. Shit. Hey, why bring the New Year's in Magic City, dog, and shit, y'all? I'm trying to tell you, I'm in love. I'm in love and shit, but if 2020 didn't bring out the hustle in you, it ain't in you. You ain't got it. With that being said, I'm going to let y'all have y'all morning, night, day, whatever the case may be. Y'all stay up like a layup, smile, make a difference. Tell everybody y'all heard, dang, we back. Oh yeah, the website up too, by the way. Ha!